Hello and welcome to A Value View from the Merchants Trust. In each edition, Simon Gergel, fund manager at the Merchants Trust, offers his thoughts on developments affecting the UK market and what it means for investors. Simon, it's good to catch up, and I hope you've had a great break over the holiday and the new year. Obviously, in 2020, we found ourselves dealing with a global health crisis, and this has had implications on the stock market. And we've covered that, obviously, through the last year. But it seems like that for this edition, it's a good opportunity for us to talk about the future, to look forward and think about 2021, where we are now. So I'm very keen to get your thoughts on that, on 2021 and on the market. But before we get there, let's have a brief moment to look back and to think about the year that we've been through, the year that's just gone, Simon. 2020, we weren't expecting what happened. What are your reflections?
Well, thanks, John, and it's great to be back. 2020 was a really extraordinary year. We had, in the second quarter, clearly with the COVID pandemic, we had the sharpest drop in recorded growth ever for the economy as the government shut down large sections of the economy. And then we had the sharpest ever recorded recovery subsequent to that. But clearly, overall, it was a very difficult year for people's health, of course, first primarily, but also for the economy and for growth and so on. Companies have had a difficult time in general, not surprisingly. But if anything, they've come out of the pandemic quicker and faster and stronger than we were worried they might be, certainly back in March, April, May, when we really didn't know how bad things were going to get and how quickly they would recover. And as we came towards the end of the year, many companies had rebuilt their balance sheets, their financial positions to much stronger levels than we thought they might be in. We were seeing much more confident trading statements from many businesses, not every industry, but most industries, I would say. And also we were starting to see, with that stronger financial position, dividends coming back. So if you remember, in the middle of the year, we saw a huge number of dividends cancelled, even first quarter and second quarter. And then we started towards the end of the year to see companies getting more confident, paying back money from the government, furlough money and so on, and starting to reinitiate dividend payments. So as we come into this year, we're now in a much better position, I think, having seen a really quite strong recovery from many industries. Yeah.
So like you say, a year of many contrasts, and now here we are in 2021, taking stock of what we've experienced and thinking about what that might mean for the future, for the year ahead. What are your thoughts, Simon? How do you anticipate this year playing out, if you even dare imagine what might be happening given the circumstances last year?
Well, it's a brave call, because I said, as we discussed a year ago, that I felt last year would be more about the fundamentals of businesses and we could put some of the other factors behind us. But I do really think that 2021 will be about the fundamentals of businesses, how well they're trading, their prospects, their competitive position. And hopefully we can put issues such as the pandemic, such as Brexit, such as the US elections, perhaps even the polarization. We can put some of those issues behind us now and start to focus more forward on how companies really are performing, how their prospects look. I mean, clearly the pandemic, effects of the pandemic are going to be with us for many months to come. But at least we can now see our way through with vaccines starting to be rolled out. And so I do think this year will be more about individual businesses and companies and industries and what's going on in the real world, and far less about some of the bigger picture themes that were dominating the market last year.
And of course, Simon, that's where you come into your own and where the Merchants Trust has such a level of expertise, looking at the fundamentals of businesses and looking at how they're performing. What would you say are some of your key investment ideas then as we look forward?
Well, it's a good question. One thing we have to do is we have to separate the recovery from COVID with the sort of business as usual, more underlying performance. And it's going to be distorted through this year. We're going to see many companies recovering and industries recovering and others in much more normal state of affairs. But taking on that on board, we see several areas that are really interesting. One big area for us is construction and housing and related products, furniture and so on, where we see more spending on infrastructure as governments try to stimulate the economy. And also we see people spending more money on their homes. And that's theme we saw last year, but actually I think continuing into this year, the whole working from home trend I think hasn't isn't going to go away completely. More people will spend more time at home, and they often want to improve their home environment. They may want more space. They may want to redecorate. They may want a more comfortable sofa. So I think we will see more spending on the home and more spending on construction generally. And we can find plenty of companies in that area that have strong market positions and still are attractively valued. So that's one area where we have significant investments. Another theme, I think, is with interest rates staying very low, companies that can pay a high dividend yield and that can be sustained, I think will be remain very attractive. So high yielding businesses, we think, continue to look attractive for investors. And we've got big investments in areas like utilities, like tobacco, which are benefiting from those high dividend yields. And I think that will continue to play quite well through 2021. And then I suppose the third area, which is a bit more disparate, is the whole area of recovery. And we're trying to find companies that are not structurally challenged, so companies that have a good long-term outlook, but have been depressed to some extent by what's been going on with the pandemic and have scope to recover and are very modestly valued if you build that recovery into their prospects. So industries like civil aerospace, like media, telecommunications to some extent, the shares are quite depressed in that sector, and energy, those type of industries where I think there's further to go on the recovery path, but we could see good returns from those industries. So we've got some significant investments there as well. So quite a broad array of areas we found to invest in, yeah.
And just building on that a little more, Simon, do you think, and this is a subject that we've touched on a number of times, but do you think we're finally seeing a resurgence for value investing? Do you think perhaps some of the more challenging aspects that we face there might be over, and that this is definitely a space that we can explore more and potentially yield results as well?
Yeah, it's interesting. We have seen a sharp recovery in value in the last quarter of last year after a period of extreme polarization in the market. So yes, value has started to perform better. I think the gap between more lowly rated and more highly rated growth companies remains extremely high by historic standards. The market is really still quite polarized. And I see further scope for that to narrow, for those areas of the market to come together. Perhaps there are reasons why that might happen this year as well, because as the economies recover, that tends to be a better environment for more cyclical businesses, which tend to be more in the value camp. But also, interest rate expectations could rise a little bit, or government bond yields could rise from really low depressed levels over time, particularly if there's any sign of inflation coming through. And historically, low interest rates have supported high growth companies and the valuations of higher growth businesses, whereas higher interest rates tend to support the more depressed, more cyclical companies. So I think there are reasons why we think that value versus growth polarization can narrow. But we focus most of our time on individual companies, individual situations. We're trying to buy good businesses that are lowly rated for their own prospects. So we're not totally dependent on the whole value growth cycle turning. That's not the only thing we're thinking about. We are, at the end of the day, buying real businesses, making real products or services at sensible prices. So hopefully the value trade continues, but we're not totally dependent on that sort of big picture style view. We are focusing on individual companies.
So Simon, final question, and it's your thoughts on something that we do know, and that is that the UK has successfully negotiated a trade deal last minute with the European Union. What do you think that means for markets going forward, given all the uncertainty that has predated this move?
Well, thanks, John. It's good to get the news out of the way and to focus on the future. I think, as we've discussed many times last year, actually, whether or not we got a trade deal was not the biggest issue. The biggest issue for the market was the uncertainty. And now that the uncertainty has been removed, and a bit like we saw with the Pfizer vaccine news in November, the market, as soon as there was news on the market could focus on life after COVID and could look ahead. Now we've got the news out of the way, we know what arrangements are going to be for the UK. Investors can look forward and actually can reassess the UK from first principles of whether companies in the UK are good places to invest. And the other reason why we were quite optimistic anyway was that the vast majority of profits and sales, something like three quarters for UK listed companies, comes from abroad. As you know, that most companies in the UK that are listed in the UK are actually really global businesses that happen to be listed here. There are some industries like banking, like housing, that are quite dependent on the domestic economy, but many others that are really, really global. So we were never too concerned overall for the UK company profit outlook from whatever came out of the Brexit negotiations. But clearly, it's good to have got some certainty, and we can now focus back on the fundamentals for 2021.
Okay, Simon, thank you. We're out of time. It's always a pleasure, but thank you very much indeed. And thank you for listening to A Value View from the Merchants Trust, where we bring you topical news affecting UK equity markets. And you can find out more about the Merchants Trust by going to merchantstrust.co.uk.